Chapter 15. Tonight, John chapter 15. If you got your Bible, John chapter 15. Start reading at verse 1 in John chapter 15. The Bible said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. This is Jesus speaking. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Well, in this chapter here, the Lord speaks about being the true vine, huh? And we're the branches. We know that the Father's the proprietor or the owner of this true vine. Even though we find here this night that God magnifies the fact of abiding in Christ as the way to bear fruit. The first thing you got to abide in Him, you got to be in Him. And brother, the way you get in Him is by the grace of God in Jesus Christ. But to get in this vine, a man's got to come that way. Look at verse 16. He said, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth, bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. You got to get this picture tonight. Now here's the vine. The Lord Jesus is the true vine, and where the branches has been engrafted in, and that branch is completely dependent upon that vine. Without the vine, the branch don't live. But because of the true vine, the branch lives. That's why he said, without me, ye can do nothing. And so we, the night, the branch that's in the vine, hey, God gets every sustenance from the vine that we might live and abide in Him. And thank God, do His will. Hey, the purpose of the vine, thank God's to give the branch life that the branch might bear fruit. Amen. That's the whole purpose of the true vine, to give life to the branch that the branch might bring forth fruit. And he said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Well, I didn't choose to get in. Thank God he chose me. Amen. I'll tell you this, friend, he didn't only choose me. Thank God in the true vine, that he chose me. The purpose of ordaining me and bearing fruit for him. You see, the connection tonight is, let's do it in the local church. The connection tonight in a local assembly is Christ is the true vine. And we're branches. And we're connected in together. And we're to what? Love one another. That's the fruit he's talking about. Hey, I believe that, don't you? If you read these scriptures, he's saying the branches are to love one another as Christ loved the church. Amen. That's right. The Bible said here, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so he's talking about laying down his life for the branches. Thank God for his friends. Hey, he didn't call us servants here. He said, you're my friends. Hey, friends, praise God. Because we've been reconciled by the death of his own son and brought into this life that God gives. I'll tell you, he said this. He said, every branch that abide in me, he said, he'll purge it. He'll do some cutting on it and cleaning it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Hey, you ought to be further down the road tonight in your Christian walk than you were a year ago. You ought to have more wisdom. You ought to have more love. You ought to have more compassion. You ought to have more conviction. You ought to have more zeal. You ought to have more joy. You ought to have more fire in you. Hey, friend, we're to increase in the fruit of God. Hey, we ought to be more fruitful than we were a year ago. Amen. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing fruit decrease, increasing the way God said there was three. He said they bear fruit. He purged it, thank God, that it might bring forth more fruit. And then he said there's much fruit that abide presence in the vine where the Holy Ghost, thank God, gives you the ability to commune with the true vine, and then branches get life from it, and that branch bears fruit. If the branch don't abide in the vine, it won't bring no fruit forth. He said that don't abide. He said it'll wither up. And he said they'll cast them out and men will burn them branches. Amen. You say, what's that mean, preacher? Well, I believe it means your works will be burned up. Think every work will be tried by fire. I don't believe if a branch withers, then it's not producing. And if it's not producing, then it's going to be burned up. Amen. If you see a dead limb on a tree and it's affecting the other limbs, you're going to cut it off. Amen. That don't mean God cuts a man out of the salvation that God gave him. But it does mean that, brother, that branch is not bearing the fruit that it ought to, because it's not abiding in the vine. And he becomes lifeless, so to speak, and get what it needs from the vine to bring forth fruit. And God says he cuts it off. Hey, you know people like that tonight within the church. Oh, yes, saved. But they don't bear no fruit. They don't have no abiding in the vine. Hey, friend, can I tell you this? The problem in our day is you can't abide in the vine and try to abide in the world. Hey, you can't live two lives and expect God to fill you. You're going to have to come to God and believe him and have faith and be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. It's in God. And tonight, thank God, I know this. I know tonight that ye have not chosen me, God said, but I've chosen you. I wouldn't be in the vine if it had not been for grace and God choosing me. Thank God, God chose me in Christ. And brother, every saved person has been chosen. Amen. You say, who's the chosen? The saved. The born again, the believer is in that vine. He's the chosen. And he's been chosen to bear fruit. Amen. He said that your fruit right might remain. And without that abiding presence of God, and you abiding in his word, how you think you're going to bear any fruit? And the power of God live in your life. If you don't bring forth fruit, what good's a branch? Amen. That's right. If you've got an apple tree or a pear tree, what good's a branch on there if it ain't bearing apples or pears? Amen. That's right. I read one writer, he said he believed that fruit there was souls. Well, the fact of it is, the manifestation of the love of God, it's going to bring forth other things. Amen. If a man loves God the way he ought to, hey, he'll bring forth fruit in other ways. It'll cause him to witness. Because he loves God, that witness, it'll affect somebody that heard it. And brother, that's not only what they say with their lips, it's how they live with their life. And the love of God in a man, it'll manifest and shed abroad, and people will see you're his disciples. Amen. That's right. If you say you love God, that's what he said. We know we love God and love the brethren. That's why here in, are we his disciples, is we love God, love the brethren. And he said we're to love one another. Amen. That's right. You can't have a godly church if you don't have the love of God in it. Amen. That's right. You can't have strange love. You can't love the world and love God. If you do, you're not going to love God the way you ought to. You can't serve two masters. You can't love two people. That's why the Bible said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. It'll cover it all for a man to love God and love other people the way he loves himself. Hey, he'll be obedient every command God gives. That's right. Jesus said that. He said, what's the greatest commandment? He said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and with all thy might. Amen. I mean, if you love God, and I love God, that's going to bear the fruit. On that vine, we plugged into the vine, the branch bears the fruit, and we've been chosen for that. Amen. That love of God, see in every branch, if that love of God's flowing through it, hey, thank God, it'll be evident in the church. Everybody, listen, we sometimes inconsiderate, and I'm going to jump on you too bad tonight about it, but I've seen sinners come in the church, and some people in the Baptist church here walk by them like they're not even sitting there. God help you. I tell you all to go shake your hand and say it's good to see in the house of God. I mean, we say we love sinners. Hey, you don't love much as Christ did. He gave his own life for them. He laid down his life for sinners, and we ought to at least have enough love in our heart to say it's good to see you. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right, isn't it? I've seen that. I've seen people come in the house of God and sit in the back there. I've seen people come in the back door and they don't say nothing. They don't even shake their hand and say, good to have you today. Welcome you to the house of God. Hey, friend, that's right there is something the church ought to be concerned about. Amen. That man's soul, he's going to hell. He needs God. He needs somebody to be kind to him and let him know you're welcome in the house of God. Hey, our lives has been changed by grace. Hey, God lives in us. And we love sinners. Hey, if you want to bear fruit, you're going to have the love of God in you. Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, brother. Amen. You love sinners tonight? Don't, preacher tonight. Oh, we say we love sinners. But how often are we praying? How often are we going to try to get them in? I mean, where's that sinner beside you tonight? That the love of God shed abroad in your own branch. And they said, boy, I see the blossoms. I see the fruit on that branch. Well, there's something different about them. There's something different in their heart and in their home. Thank God that I don't have in mine. And I see the fruit. And that fruit glorifies what? The true vine. And the true vine glorifies the husbandman. It's all a process that God brought together and ordained that we bring forth fruit. Hey, God that lives in the vine. Amen. That's right. That's where the sustenance is. That's where we get our strength from is the true vine. And it's not. Right here's where it comes from, thank God. Right here's the water of the Word. Verse 3 says, said, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." That abide, and you know what that abide means? It means to remain in a state of permanence. That vine, thank God, as that branch stuck into him, and that branch starts to get that strength from that vine, and that vine brings forth that fruit through the branch. It's not our strength, it's God's strength. It's the Holy Ghost. Thank God, that sap of God, that life of God that lives in us. It's a life God produces, and the Holy Ghost puts it in you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. It's the Holy Ghost. You can't have no strength without God. You can't bear no fruit. It's the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit. What's the first? Love. Joy. That's what he said, that your joy might that my joy might remain. Hey, it's not your joy, it's his. That's right. His joy becomes your joy. That's right. Thank God. He said that that my joy might remain in you. Amen. That's right. What love, joy, peace. That's that rest you have in the vine. Amen. Gentleness, goodness, faith. Meekness, temperance. I mean all these, brother. Goodness, meekness, temperance. Every one of them, thank God, produced by the vine that's in the at the branches in. That God brings forth fruit. He chose me to that. I tell you, I told my wife tonight. I said, you know what, all these people going around asking people, do they want to go to heaven when they die? Well, how many people would be dumb enough to say no? Hey, man, brother, there's some people who don't want to go. Well, there's a whole lot of people not going. And the question is not heaven tonight. The question is your sin. The question is what Jesus did. And what will you do with him tonight? I'll tell you something else too, brother. You ever ask somebody when you was witnessing to them, you ready to give your life up? That's the only way you can find it. That's right. You ready to lose your life? That means I don't have no hold on it. You know what Jesus said when Jesus came? He said, "We'll not have this man to reign over us." Oh, they didn't want him to reign over them. They didn't want that. He didn't come to set up earthly kingdom anyway. He come to build the church. Amen. I mean, save sinners and build the church. And it's all spiritual tonight. Thank God, we're spiritual priesthood. We're spiritual house. We're spiritual stones. We're lively stones built upon the foundation of God. And you know what? He was the chosen one. Amen. And the only chosen one. And because he was the chosen one in him, we're chosen. That's the position we have tonight. As he chose us in himself, not of our own goodness, not of our own will, but of his grace and mercy. Amen. That's right. Thank God. A man can't brag on nothing he's done. Everything's to Christ the glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's Christ that lives in me. Paul said, "Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Say, I can't live for God. I agree with you. And I'll tell you what, if you hooked into the true vine, you can. That's where the power is. It's in here, brother. That's right. It's in here, the Holy Ghost. Christ didn't use the hope of glory. Amen. Now unto him that is able. I like that, don't you? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. He said that our sufficiency be not of ourselves, but of God. Of God that calleth you. Amen. So why? Who hath bewitched you? Who's fascinated you? Who's fooled you? The thing, because God saved you by grace, you've been made perfect by works. Oh no. It's still the true vine that bears any fruit in the church, in the people of God. It's not yourself. Hey, Paul said, who's hindered you? You did run well, but who's hindered you? Try to do it in the flesh. We all do sometimes. Try to make something happen in our own strength and flesh. If we'll just obey in the Holy Ghost and love Jesus, It'll process through. That's right. Thank God. You say, wait a minute, preacher. I see a tree, don't see a whole lot of fruit. Give her time, brother. Thank God. Let them sit under the water bucket. Amen. Let that water go on it. Amen. That word of God's the water. That tree needs water. That sun needs to shine on it. After a while, brother, it'll bring something forth. That's a process God set up. You plant a tree, it takes a little while to get the fruit. When you get planted in, it takes a little while for some of the fruit to come. But after a while, it will. You can go out there and water it every day. That don't mean it's going to come up right then. Amen. But I'll tell you what, after a while, you'll see that man said he was a pear tree. Wait a minute, I ain't seeing no pears. But I'll tell you what, after a little while, you'll see them little buds come up, and you'll see them little old pears hanging on there, and you say that man's is what he said he was. He's a pear tree. And that man said he is saved, and that's what I see in his life. Because he's in the true vine. Hey. And that true vine has put life in that branch. And that branch bears fruit. And that branch loves the brethren. He don't look at the other branch and says, I don't like you. He says, no, we hooked in together this thing. And I love you. That's right. That's right. Hey, we love him whom we have not seen yet. We love him. That's right, brother. Hey, you ever seen him with your own eyes? I hadn't. I've seen him manifested through the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, and his presence come in the church. But I'm telling you this tonight, I've never seen him with my own eyes. But I'll tell you what, I love him yet. And he fills me with joy unspeakable, Peter said, and full of glory. That's right. You can't explain that, but it's just God. Why? Because I'm in the true vine. Make sure you're in the true vine. Not just a vine, but the true vine. He said, I'm the true vine. I'm the true bread. I'm the true light. He had to say that. Some imitations that come by. The true shepherd, too. That's right. Them false religions was coming by saying that he was the shepherd of the sheep. He said, no. He said, only the shepherd can enter by the door, and the porter won't let nobody else in. Because they knew who he was. They knew who he was. Thank God. You find out who he is. I told my wife, doesn't know what he's talking about. The old time preaching of the Word of God. And I said, when Paul preached, the Holy Ghost was there, and he gave them faith. I thank God for the altar place to pray. But can I tell you this? There wasn't no altar calls given. The power of God was there. Upon hearing the gospel preached in power, the Word of God came to the man's heart, and he believed. He was changed and went that way. And by the change he had in his heart and the way he went, proved, brother, he is a believer. And thank God, he said that they might remain. That meant that that was the same as it was when it started. It hadn't changed one bit. They're still the same believer. That's right. That's what God does in you. Amen. That's right. That's why he said, lay hands on no man suddenly. I know that's talking about preachers right there and men of the Presbyterian and men that's going to officiate and do things in the church. I'll tell you what, there's an application of that. That a man better be careful in laying his hands on a man suddenly. He might be a man friend, a proselyting man, and not saved. Because he said they go about, come past sea and land, out to make one proselyte. And then they've made him a twofold child of hell, more than themselves. That's what God said. Just remember that. I want to ask you a question tonight. Hey! What's your branch looking like? What's your branch looking like? So now I'll tell you what, buddy. That crowd wanted to test that crowd out about that priesthood. God said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put them rods in there and let them lay in the temple overnight. Tabernacle overnight. Said the one that buds. He said the next day they walked in, Aaron's rod was the one that budded. Said, this is right here's where it's at. Why? God put the fruit on it. That's right. God put the fruit on it. That's right. And I'm going to tell you, if you got any fruit in your life, it's called God did it. That's because God did it. I'm going to tell you what. You better listen to me. It's something deeper than a man getting his hair cut. Something deeper than quit smoking cigarettes. Something deeper than that, brother. It's that love of God in a man's heart. And he has great relation with Christ. And that through that relation with Christ, that love gets stronger and stronger and it becomes fruitful in the branch. That's right. Listen, we can tell you, I'm Baptist, Independent Baptist. The reason I am is because I believe the affiliation that I have is to be with Christ and His local church and not a synod nor an association. But I'm going to tell you what, you can have all the titles and names and be dead as a dead branch. But I'll tell you, if you hooked into the Christ of glory, the true branch, the true vine, I mean, and be a true branch, thank God, there'll be some love of God in your heart. And that's what He said here in the Scripture. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Love the brethren. What was John saying there? John, 1 John 3:14. We know. Who's we? The brethren, the believer. We know. We have passed from death unto life.
That's right.
Because we love the brethren. He that hateth his brother abideth in death and is a murderer. And we know that no murder hath eternal life abiding in him. That's pretty strong language.
Right.
I actually say that a man, if he hates his brethren, he's a murderer. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be called no murderer, son. I want to be called a lover of the people of God. Love the brethren. Hey, he didn't say he was going to agree with them all. But he did say you need to love them all. Now we'll have to agree on the fundamentals. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. If a man don't believe the fundamentals, he's not a brother. He's going to have to believe the book to be a brother. He's got to believe Christ is the only way and His shed blood was the only thing that forgives sin if he's a brother. He's got to believe you've got to be born again if he's a brother. I'm telling you, brothers, thank God, come from the same womb. But I'll tell you what, He said, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. You love the people of God, son. That's a good sign right there. Man's got the goods. Amen. What's on your branch? This branch blooming tonight with love, the love of God. And people say, that man's got the love of God in him. Hey, that man loves God. He loves the brother. He loves the church. That's where the brethren dwell. Worship the true vine. Anybody ever say, said, oh, that fellow's got some fruit on his branch. He's bringing forth more fruit, and one day he's got much fruit. And the branch will say, it's all the true vine. It's not the branch, it's the true vine. He just let me in on it. Amen. That's right. And listen to this. When you become his, you're nobody else's. If you can get a hold of that, it'll help you. The day you get saved, you become his and nobody else's. You can't be a branch in two vines. Boy, I feel free tonight. I don't have to call somebody tonight and tell them what I preach, give a report about it. I don't have to call the sword of the Lord and give them a daily report. I'm God's free man because I'm in Him. I don't have to hook into some other organization. I'm God's man. And I'm saved before I'm called to preach. And that's the only place a man better be tonight, to abiding in Him. You can't abide in two vines. There's only one true vine, that's Christ. Abide in Him tonight. There'll be great things done in the upcoming year. And you say, preacher, what's the greatest thing you think you can do? Abide in Christ. Pray. Love sinners. Love people of God. Do right. And get this here, and I'm through tonight. If we could get our minds and affection on things above, there wouldn't be nothing here to bother us. He taught on it Sunday morning. There'd be nothing to bother us if we could just get our heart, eyes, and mind on things above. You ever thought about this? This is just practical truth. You can apply it to anything, athletics, whatever. If I do what I'm supposed to do, the rest will be taken care of. I believe that, don't you? If I'm obedient to Christ and do everything God says and tells me to do, I don't have to look at somebody else's course. I ain't going to just do what God says. There'll be some fruit on my branch. But if I'm trying to be you and you're trying to be me and I'm trying to get you to do this and you're trying to get me to do that, I'm going to tell you what, it won't work. That Holy Ghost will have to get it in you. That Holy Ghost that do it in me, and this Word of God's true, brother. And I'm going to tell you what, that Word that's abiding in you, my words that abide in you, is going to bring forth fruit. Abide. You've been chosen for that, friend. You've been chosen. God chose to put you in that true vine that you might be fruitful. And it's a disgrace to Almighty God to put you in that true vine and you don't bear fruit, and that fruit and that branch finally withers away and the works is burned up. That's a disgrace to God. You talk about the way she's looking after that little boy and the way y'all look after y'all's little old children. Boy, don't you know God's going to take care of His vineyard? You better believe that, son. He's looking down on them, on that true vine. Hey man, them branches in that true vine. He said, that's mine, thank God. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to protect it. I'm going to water it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to put them in a place, thank God, where they won't dry up. They might get some water of the Word of God. Get some help. And I love you and appreciate you. Let's stand tonight.